I know old people who are wise, and I know old people who are just old. The difference is that the old wise people learn from their mistakes. And better yet, they learn from the mistakes of others, so they don't have to make all of those mistakes themselves. Let's face it, no one is perfect. We're all human. And that means we're all going to be making mistakes. And some of those mistakes are going to be big ones. We'll refer to them as failures. There are personal failures, and there are business failures. Some might be relatively small, and some are catastrophic. As we get older, we start to understand that our most valuable personal lessons didn't come from our successes. They came from our mistakes, from our failures. Because failures are inevitable, in this lesson we're going to learn how to fail fast so you can learn and succeed faster. Part of living successfully in the new future is embracing a new relationship with our failures. The biggest problem with failure is not that it's failure, but that we tend to do it in such slow motion, dragging it out for months, years, or even decades. They weigh us down and prevent us from moving ahead. Kodak took over a decade to fail. Motorola Cellular took over a decade to fail. Blockbuster, BlackBerry, and a host of other companies also failed in slow motion. Once we learn to fail fast, to recognize failure quickly, and act on it immediately, failure shifts from being a liability to being an asset. In today's super accelerated environment, we have to completely reinvent the nature of failure. Let's face it, if you aren't failing, that means you aren't innovating because the two go hand in hand. Rather than something to be avoided, we need to create a positive metric for failure and seek to recognize it as close to instantaneously as possible. Now that you know how to identify hard trends, whenever you read the news, new hard trends will stand out. And when you see one that will derail a plan, or your business model, or your career, you can make the changes necessary to either keep failure from happening or fail fast and move on. It's no longer a question of whether you fail. The pace of transformation is so fast, failing will happen. The only question is, how fast are you failing? How fast do you recognize failure and regroup? And most importantly, do you have a way of sharing the lessons learned from the mistakes and failures that are made so that the entire organization can learn faster? The organizations that are succeeding today are those that have learned how to fail fast and who do not fail to learn. Your learning activity will help you to set success and failure points in your organization so that if you are failing, you can do it quickly, learn fast, and move on.